RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.
For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport.
With a side of carry-on.
Calling on my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Welcome to it. Saturday morning here in Perth in the Triple M Towers. And how good. We are an 8 a.m. start, not 7 a.m. anymore. The sleep-in's been, well, very nice for us indeed. Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. It is nice to be on air at 8 a.m. Oh, I will say that extra hour on a weekend morning. What did your extra hour bring you, Rhino?
I woke up at the early time anyway and just lay in bed waiting for my alarm to go off.
Yes, you're quite efficient like that.
I am quite efficient like that, yeah.
What a morning.
Yeah, exciting.
And what about you, Tommy?
Nothing too good.
Woke up and got to spend some time with Luca this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
By that, I mean I watched Vinca feed him while I stood there and checked the Masters scores.
And picked a new shirt to wear today for
yes,
a change.
Yes, new just one. The Jake.
The JK shirt. He's got three shirts that he rotates, right?
He does, yeah. The JK shirt.
Yep. The other one's the West Coast Retro Bomber.
He's
been throwing that in. The JK gets a big run, though.
Oh, big run.
It does get a big run.
Do you know why it gets a run?
And the third's his Triple M work shirt.
Yeah, because all the other shirts get worn to work, and by the end of the week, I'm only left
with
this
ponky.
One.
You're a bit
ponky. Maybe this week, wash the shirt.
Yeah, or get the lint brush
or
out.
Get it on it.
Jenny, you're having a crack at Vinca's mum because she does all the washing.
Well, she's left a tissue in the pocket of someone's shirt.
Vinca's mum's slipping because that looks shocking.
All right, coming up today, Noah Long from the West Coast Eagles.
Yes, Longy.
He spent a lot of time at Danny's house.
Bit with Longy. Well, Luke's got a very soft spot for Longy. I think he's a great kid.
Of course,
I'm excited to have him. It's his debut on the Weekend Huddle too, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you meant his footy debut. I'm like, no, mate, he's played a few games.
Yeah, I don't think we've had him on.
We haven't had Longy on. And I like that we've got him on the morning of Captain's Run, a big game tomorrow at home against Richmond. A lot of people saying they're a chance.
Yes.
So? Yeah.
10 minutes away, is he? About that?
Yeah, about that.
And Joe Bridie from the Dockers. There's a bit of news floating around about Freo. Ryan might have tried to break an exclusive yesterday about
talking about Liam Baker and their interest in him, because they do have interest in him and they should have interest in him. He's a very good player and he's a West Australian. So we'll ask him about that, talk about Sean Darcy when he'll be back at a big game against Port Adelaide tonight.
Yeah, and there's been reports of something happened down south by one of our team members that might embarrass us all.
Concerning.
We'll get to that shortly. But next up, though, heaps going on in sport, and last night, the Bombers. Are they back or are they going to finish 12th?
It's probably neither of those things.
We'll get stuck into that and a bit of overnight sport news as well next up. Rain is gone here in Perth. Lovely day today. And heaps going on in the world of sport. The Masters.
The rain has gone in Perth. There was a lot of rain up north.
Bucket of down.
And I kept watching the rain parrot radar here in Subiaco. And there was like a little bit of a drizzle.
Must be nice.
So I battened down the hatches at home.
It's storming at Tommy's house.
Yeah, it must be nice, just hanging out in the Subiaco.
Oh, geez. So many people were trapped. People were trapped in their cars.
It never rains in Florida, Tommy.
Oh,
it never rains. It's beautiful all the time.
I'm just
saying,
I didn't feel the effects.
You know, like when you have that golden triangle that sits above your house?
Oh.
Anyway, heaps going on in sport.
Call that the Illuminati.
Yeah.
The Masters is on. WA's own Minwoo Lee doing well there. The Margaret River, the pro.
Yes.
Lay day yesterday.
I love surfing for that.
Do you?
Nah, not enough waves. Let's just not surf today.
Just not surf.
So good.
And of course, the footy's going on. Big game today for Freo and tomorrow for the West Coast Eagles. But last night, though, the Bombers. Are they back?
Friday night footy, the Bulldogs and the Bombers. Goldstein on the left. Gets the first one for the Bombers. Big start on Friday night footy. Get it back. Left foot. Goal to Stringer.
Jones, the number two. Tough kick. The Jones boys got it.
Fisted away. Gresham. This is what he does best. Palmas at the back of the pack. Dropped the ball. Durham. Snapping ball. Is this it for the Bombers? It is.
29-point win to the Bombers. They have the third win of the season. They move into the eight. Big win Essendon, tough loss for the Doggies.
Yeah, very tough loss for the Bulldogs. I think we didn't quite know where the Dogs were going to be coming into this season. They've got talent to burn. Tim English, Hugo Agan, Norton, Bontempelli. The names, you rattle them off and you think, this is a good side. But they're just, something's not quite right about that team. The Bombers are stacked with good players. Not great players. They got Zach Merritt and then a lot of good players. And they recruited a lot of good players over the summer. Todd Goldstein, Xavier Duursma. There was another one, Jade Gresham.
They're a mediocre team, Ryan. Just say it.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. They're going to beat teams that aren't very good. They're going to lose to teams that are very good.
I'm just having a look at the Bulldogs. Bulldogs won last week?
No, they lost to Geelong.
They lost to Geelong.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well done to Essendon. They were dog awful at Gather Round on the Friday night.
Yeah.
And then bounced back by beating the Dogs, who were awful. Mm-hmm. I don't learn too much from that game last night.
I think they're both probably fighting for that 7th to 12th spot.
Yeah, 7th at best, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll win those odd kind of games when they play each other and stuff, and they'll bounce around. Someone will win this week, someone next week. But if you look at their list, the Dogs have more potential moving forward from young talent.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Sam Darcy's another one. And if you were sort of projecting for the week, you would have said, well, you could be 0-2 on your tips right now, couldn't you? Yeah. Melbourne losing to Brisbane, Bulldogs going down to the Bombers. So rough start for tipsters.
What happened to Libba last night?
Yeah,
because
we've seen
that footage go viral of him sort of, what did he do? He sort of stacked it.
It looked like he was going to check his ankle and then kind of just face planted for a couple of minutes.
So I haven't seen it. Is he just like standing by himself with no one around him?
Does he pass the ball off and then it happens after?
Like moments after he's hand passed the ball off, he's sort of standing watching someone else have a shot for goal and he kind of just face plants. And he went on ABC radio afterwards and said, no, I'm fine. My ankle went from underneath me and I kind of just went. But he seems okay. The Bulldogs are giving him a tick. I don't know. I don't want to guess because you only have to go on by what he says. But he says it was an ankle issue, forced him to collapse. But have a look at the vision, see what you think.
So we do a concussion test?
Well, that's what I thought. Potentially it could look something like he's copped a head knock at some point during the game. A bit of a delay concussion. Yeah. They'll have to test him on that. They'll absolutely have to because you can't just pretend it doesn't happen.
He looks like he stacked like I do after I do a few twirly-whirlies with the kids in the backyard.
Yeah.
There's a chance he was maybe a little bit dizzy. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say a few champagnes.
Before the spins, that's what she's drinking.
If you ever have Embers on one of your shows, ask him his liver story in Bali with a TV. It's good.
Okay.
In all seriousness, though, like with a stack like that out of the blue, they should be looking into it quite seriously, right?
Oh, I would have thought.
Ankle. I don't think it was his ankle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be, but it was really bad and surprised him, I guess. But they'll have to look into it. Yeah. It'd be a watch for next week, that's for sure.
Yeah. And Brisbane, the night before, they were good. They're back. They knocked off Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Of course, last year's grand finalists. Hopefully, they can keep going as well. It's going to be tight in the top eight. Already, we're only a few rounds in. Fremantle will make their claim later today for that spot after a tough loss last week against the Blues. And tomorrow, the West Coast Eagles up against Richmond, their superstar, Noah Long. Is he a superstar yet?
Long is a bloody superstar in my eyes.
A lot of potential. He's a great kid.
You may forget that I once caught a young number 13 in his prime. So
Look out, Noah.
Oh, here we go.
Just the fresh model. Look out,
just
Noah.
The upgrade.
Can we play that audio to Noah when he comes on? He's going to run a million miles.
Right, he's coming up next right here on The Huddle with Tom, Danny and Ryan. 92.9 Triple M. Beautiful morning in Perth. He'd be waking up. And you're like, is it going to rain today? Looking outside, it's a firm no. Because it bucketed down in Clarkson and the northern suburbs yesterday.
Yeah.
Absolutely bucketed down.
It was a beautiful weekend. Good footy weather.
Beautiful footy weather. Big game tomorrow afternoon live right here on Triple M from about 2:30 in the afternoon. The West Coast Eagles will be there. And a man who Danny has a weird kind of affection for is Noah Long from the West Coast Eagles. He joins us now. Morning, Noah.
Longy, how are ya?
Hello, guys. How are you? Good to speak to you, Dan.
Hey, Longy, I just want to warn you. The reason why they're saying that is because earlier I mentioned that I may have got another number 13 in his prime back in the day, and I was bragging about it. But I do. I'm not coming for you, Longy. I'm a married woman, all right? Longy, those days are done.
It did seem a little creepy. Just so you probably didn't hear it, but it was creepy.
Longy,
so just keep your distance, mate, if I were you.
That's funny.
But Longy is single, so if there's any other sort of half-European women out there that have any sense into them, they'd be after the new 13.
Stay away from those.
Longy, I just pre-warn you before this interview as well. We had Ryan Marrick on the show the other week, and Tommy followed him on Instagram after the interview, so you've probably get a new follower. Just don't hit right follow
no,
back.
No, the other way around.
What's that?
Yeah, Ryan followed Ryan me. Merrick followed Tommy.
Oh, come righto,
on. Man. Yeah, their bromance it's on.
You want me to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, yes, go on. What a day that
it makes
be.
Him feel pretty good. Hey, big game tomorrow for you, Longy. I know everybody, like us idiots here, we're all like, hey, this is a winnable game. I know you guys go into every game thinking you can have a crack. And last week you had an absolute crack. It was a really impressive performance from a young side. Tomorrow feels like home game, Richmond 1-4. It is a, you know, a one you can really set yourself for. What's the vibe been like with the group?
The vibe really hasn't changed, to be honest. And although we say it all the time, we do go in every week thinking that we can win. So that hasn't really changed at all. But it's just exciting to be home and back in front of the fans. So that adds an extra bit of excitement around the club this week.
And you're home for a few weeks now as well, which is also nice. You settle in. What's that?
Well, you're finally happy because Luke's been away.
Danny's calendar's freed up a little bit. Luke's going to get look after the kids.
Anyone
a lot.
Anyone free for dinner over the next few weeks?
That is good. It's good. It's good to be back. Now, you have your form at the start of the year was a little bit slow off the mark compared to last year. But then I thought last week you had a serious impact on that game. What sort of changed for you from the start of the year to maybe last week in terms of just, you know, having more of an impact?
Yeah, it's it was something you can't really put my finger on. I think there's a little bit of confidence and then just a little bit of me just not playing the way that I really wanted to play. So it was nice last week, but in saying that, I just go out there every week and try to play my role, and what comes from it comes from it. And last week I was able to get a couple shots on goal, and albeit I would love to kick a bit straighter, but I go out with the same mindset every week, and it's a part of the role that I play. It's just what happens, sort of happens.
Got a good role model there in Jamie Cripps up forward. Now, we've seen Harley Reid do some pretty impressive things in the first few weeks. I'm sure you're not shocked by that. But did you see the picture during the week of him lying on a mattress with Ben Cousins? Just a bit of contra deal going on Channel 7?
I did, yeah. I found it pretty random, to be honest.
So he's clearly getting a free bet out of this from Temper. He's clearly getting a free bet. So maybe he could hook you up.
Yeah, well, I didn't actually think about the free bed possibility, but maybe I'll have to ask him for a bed.
Next time you go to his house, I guarantee he's going to have a big king size, very comfortable number.
It's the one we've got, Rhino. It's like it's like a spaceship. You press a button and it can put you into recovery mode. They're actually very good mattresses.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Here must we be go. Nice. Has anything Harley's done in the first few weeks kind of shocked you, or is that what you thought he'd be able to do?
Nah, particularly for me, I've seen it. Growing up, and it's all I expected it all, to be honest. I've had complete confidence in him the whole time that he's going to be able to deliver, and he's just happy to play footy. He's no different to any other 18-year-old. He's super excited and super grateful to be playing AFL at the moment, and to see what he's doing, it brings a smile to my face as well.
Hey, Longy, on a personal note for you, your mum's moved to Perth, is that right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, how long's mum been in town for?
My family's been in town since mid-Jan now, so having them across has been different. but it's been very nice to be able to go home for a home-cooked meal and hang around my little sisters.
Yeah, that's nice and settling, isn't it? Like, you've got mum in town, your home-cooked meal sisters. I love that. Good on you, Longy.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Why are you both looking at me like that?
That's why
for?
You started slow to the start of the season, because of those home-cooked meals, belly's full.
Belly's too full.
And then he goes on a road trip and hits the form. Well, okay, so we've got to master. Deca's
actually upset because she was playing the mum role, and now she's been booted out.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, you know, I feel like I've moved on, haven't I? I had a few boys under my wing for a while there, but that's all right. What are you laughing at?
Doesn't sound good. Longy, thanks for coming on the show, mate. We're stoked to have you. Good luck tomorrow against Richmond. I reckon the Eggs can get it done.
Yeah,
a very good chance.
Good luck,
thank
Longy.
You
look forward
thank
to
you.
It.
Good to chat to you.
Yeah, Noah Long from the West Coast Eagles. And now stick around. We've got some tickets to give away shortly as well for the game tomorrow. So you'll be able to win them right here on the Weekend Huddle coming up shortly.
Did you have a stroke at the end of the interview?
What do you mean?
You just stopped talking.
Well, you guys don't shut up.
Well, Tom and I would just round off the chat.
Just let you do your thing.
All right. Anyway. Here's Third Eye Blind. Coming up, we've received a distressing report.
Yeah, I'd stop laughing if I were you, Danny.
I actually told Ryan not to go with it.
I think
it's not fair.
I have to.
We'll get stuck into that and give away some West Coast Eagles tickets. 92.9 Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
Big news in the Dockers. Ryan broke it yesterday. They might be after a Richmond superstar. We'll ask their GM of footy, Joe Bridey, all about it. And shout out to our number one listener, Embers, just said, hey guys, sounding great this morning. Maybe a bit more from Tom if Ryan and Danny could just probably park it.
Actually, the opposite of what he said.
You weren't in the group chat.
Danny, Ryan, you guys sounding great. Maybe a little less from the other voice I keep hearing.
It's not the one that I got.
Well, Tommy, speaking of hearing things, every now and then something comes across my desk. Usually I let these things slide because people report in all kinds
makes
of things.
Makes himself pumps his tyres.
I've had people complain about, you're parking in a shopping centre car park, for instance. I let that kind of thing slide because things can happen. This one's not about you.
Well, that's good.
But I got an email the other day from a very concerned parent.
Here we go.
They happened to be camping
down in
Busselton over the weekend. Danny, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Okay, go.
Were you in Busselton?
Yes.
This week?
Yes. With the kids.
Were you staying at a caravan park?
Yes. 3 mums, 7 kids.
Okay. Did your kids at some point hire a buggy?
Yes. $45 for an hour, hire 3.
This is good, honest answers.
At some point, was there an altercation involving said buggy and another family where you may have lost your damn mind?
Do you know what? I was not going to talk about this, but if you really want the story, I'll fess up.
And Before you get into it, I had a very concerned parent who said that you...
Concerned, mate? He looked like he was going to kill me.
That you
concerned.
Took down a pair of 12-year-old boys, screamed in their direction, stole their buggy, and then rode off into the sunset.
You represent the brand here, Danny.
Let me explain something
right
now.
At some point, Tommy, she may have actually kicked a bin over, knocked a bin over, some damage from the caravan park. They're concerned too.
I couldn't have kicked
vandalism.
The bin over in the Birkin socks I was wearing, mate.
Let me.
They were the cheap versions. Okay. The only ones I wear camping, I'm not wearing my good ones camping. I will explain the story to you right now. I took the kids camping. Mm. This comes off the back of Luke being away for, I think, 9 nights because they did Melbourne and then Adelaide, right, for Gather Round. Decided to take the kids camping with some girls the following morning. As I said, 3 mums, 7 kids. Intense. And yes, it was intense. Mm. Get it?
Oh, okay.
So we set up.
That's awful.
It's go from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., right, with these kids. Now, on the last day, I thought, I'm going to hire them the little caravan park buggies that you can take around.
This is when things take a dark
turn.
They
kind of look like go-karts and you pedal them around.
Sure.
I hired
the kids'
3.
Ones, right?
They're kids. Adults can ride them, but they're primarily for children.
They're kids' ones.
Yeah. If you try to ride them, your knees kind of hit the steering wheel. Hired 3. My little boy is 5. He was with his little mate, Nash, who's also 5. And they were on the double one.
Lovely.
I saw them do a loop. And then, as they were coming back, they were on foot.
How long are you supposed to have them for?
An hour. Okay, so they'd been on it for 15 minutes. I said, boys, where's your buggy? And they said, those kids over there took it off us.
Oh, here we go.
And I said, what? And they said, yeah, they said, that's ours. And did you hear me throw my pen? Something in me flipped.
Tommy, just careful here.
Because if I see 2 little innocent 5-year-olds get kicked off a buggy by kids their senior, of course I'm going to go off my lid.
Okay, settle down.
So I took off to find these kids on foot. So I've left my 3-year-old behind and I've just started running through the caravan park to find these kids. As they come towards me, I just yelled out, stop!
Get off! Did they stop?
They stopped.
At the kids?
Now looking back, they were scared.
Of course
and I
they
said,
were.
I said, you told my 5-year-olds that was your buggy. Get off. I've paid for that. We're still in our hire time. Get off. And then I took it. And instead of wheeling it back to my kids, I sat on this buggy and it fussed me.
I tried
to pedal out of there. My knees are hitting the steering. I've still got cuts on my knees. I tried to ride out of there so hard with impact. Now, what happened next was that the dad, they've dobbed on me, and the dad has staunch come over and said, I don't like my kid being accused as a thief. And he wanted to go me. Now, I haven't got Luke
with
me.
All reports are that this is a very big, strong,
big,
tall
strong
man.
And I've just got back in my box and I said, mate, take it up with reception.
That's not what I was told. I heard that you let him have it too. The tone was completely different. Now, Danny, can I just ask the question?
Pop down.
Is there a slim chance that maybe the young boys just was a bit of a misunderstanding and maybe next time you just take a breath?
Potentially, but pick the right kids to get off, kick off the buggy.
Don't mess with Danny's kids.
Don't mess with my kid, mate.
Around. Back page of the paper tomorrow. Former West Coast Eagles wag takes down children at caravan park.
Don't kick off a five-year-old. They're innocent.
Hey, stay away from Danny's kids.
But I will say, I have like rubber burn from how fast I was running in my fake Birkenstocks to get these kids. The bottom of me ankles.
You are a disgrace.
92.9 at Triple M. You can vote for that song in the GOAT countdown. Starts next week online.
So it's like the greatest song of all time. Is that right?
Yeah, you go and vote for it. And if you vote, your chance to win a year's free fuel.
Oh, wow.
What would be your GOAT song of all time? It'll be a Blink 182 song.
Yeah, it's a Blink. Be a Blink 182 song. There's so many to choose from, though. I don't know where to start.
I'm a Springsteen. Oh, Glory
mate,
days.
It's not 6IX, mate.
But Springsteen is like universally good.
What about Tommy?
I'm a big Chumbawamba fan.
Oh,
you would be.
Jesus, Chumbawamba.
Or maybe this song.
Oh, God.
The song that lots of men and women are getting excited by. Look at me, the perked. I'm up a bit. The Masters, we are done the first couple of rounds. If you're waking up this morning and you're like me, you're just checking to see how your multis went, we have had the cut overnight in the US Masters. So,
what can you tell us, Tommy?
I can give you an update. First off, let's start with the top of the leaderboard. Three-way tie, Danny. You'd be across that.
Yeah, three-way it's at
D-Chumbu.
D-Chambo.
D-Chumbu.
D-Chumbu.
D-Chumbawamba.
D-Chumbawamba. Bryson DeChambeau, who's the LIV golfer we spoke about last week, he's at the top with Scotty Scheffler, who was the favourite, and Max Homer. A couple of Aussies, Cam Smith, one under, Cam Davis, three under. But our man, Min Woo.
How's he going?
So he's tied for 34th, not too bad. And he went in, he broke his finger a few days out and had the flu and is still playing. So he's cooking old Min Woo.
Yeah, well, what about Tiger Woods? Hasn't played 36 competitive holes this year.
So,
fused ankle, fused back.
Yeah, he was walking around, they were calling him like Tin Man. That's good Wikipedia from you. I thought we'd find out.
What's going on at Augusta? What is this?
This is the Chris Vernon guy. We spoke about last week. He does these crazy videos.
This was awful last week and it's awful
playing
today.
No one knows.
It's not good, Tommy.
Mate, everybody knows this isn't the golf.
This is terrible.
It's like millions of views.
It's awful. Right. Most of those are just you.
So how many days left? One.
There's two to go.
Two to go.
So the wins got up last night. But the big story is Tiger, right? So like you said, he made the cut for the 24th time in a row.
Yeah.
Record breaking. Hasn't been done before, right? Fused back, fused ankle, walked around, had to play like basically a round and a half in one day because of rain the day before. Mm-hmm. Could barely walk, got out there. He's won over. He has made the cut. He's going to play the weekend. The sponsors and the TV people are very happy. And I reckon I found out why, okay? Have a listen to the reason why Tiger might have made the cut.
Friend of the golf legend told the New York Post this week he's working really hard in the gym. The source told the outlet he's eating right. He's even eliminated sex. He does that now when he's preparing. No sex until a tournament is over. He doesn't want anything to take away from his focus. Does Tiger realize when he was at his best, he was laying them down? He was laying them.
He was knocking them down. You hear me? Like dominoes.
Like dominoes.
You know, I back that in. I back that motion in.
Is that what Luke?
A lot of athletes will not get jiggy with it the night before.
Oh, just the night before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So
not like the whole season.
Well, Tiger Woods is playing every day, which would mean that every night
shut
it down.
Oh.
Well, it's worked because
he texts all 87 women. So not to.
Sorry, you're going to have to wait.
Get the black book out.
Sorry, not
tonight. Anyway, good news. You can watch Tiger over the next couple of days. Triple A. The weekend huddle. Ryan, Danny and Tom in this morning. New start time of 8 o'clock, which is very nice indeed. Hey, just after 9 o'clock, we'll get stuck into the Dockers game, find out what's happening with them. They play tonight Huge game against Port Adelaide. Massive. You can hear it live right here on Triple M from 5:30. And if you missed it on breakfast yesterday, old Daniels comes in. He's got his swagger up. Have I got a story for you, Tommy says.
Finally made his way back from Mount Barker.
Gets the Kit Kat from Xavier for maybe breaking something.
Well,
and you went with.
Well, so look, thank you for making it very dramatic. But all it was is, look, there's a guy named Liam Baker who is a very good player for the Richmond Football Club. Toughest player in the AFL, as voted by his peers last year. Most courageous. He's out of contract at the end of the year. Now, this guy's from Pingaring, which is out in sort of Lake Grace territory, Nat Fife territory.
They're currently listening to Triple M on the team bus on their way to Captain's Run this morning. Hello, Liam. Hello, Liam.
Listening. he's having a very good season. Now, 2 years ago, both West Coast and Freo both came for Liam Baker and said, hey, we'd love you to come play for us. He looked at it, but he's like, I really do love Richmond. He's in the leadership group there now. They love him. And I think it was Adam Uze a couple of weeks ago said, we'll give him whatever he wants to stay. So they clearly want him to be there. I think he wants to be there, but there will be overtures coming from the Fremantle Dockers and from the West Coast Eagles.
It's not coming from West Coast, mate.
Well, they'll come. But
no, they won't.
They will. They'll ask the question.
They won't.
They absolutely will.
What makes you think they won't, Tom?
Okay, so if you don't know, so to get Liam Baker...
I'll play the middleman.
Yes, you have to trade for him, right? He's not a free agent, so you can't get him just by offering money. You're going to have to give up picks to get him.
Okay.
I don't think West Coast are going to give up their pick one or pick two, pick wherever it is.
How old is Liam?
27?
Okay. Yeah. Right? So you think based on a few factors... Okay.
They're not going to have the draft assets. Mm-hmm. And even if they did, for their structure, they're going to go... back to the draft.
Okay.
This is what you think they should do, not what they will do? Is this what you're saying?
I think that's what they should do. And yeah. I think
so that's a different conversation.
And I think it's what they will do.
Yeah, that's a different conversation. So let me promise you they will kick the tires on Liam Baker, as they absolutely should.
They have in the past, right?
Correct. Now, will it come to a point where they just don't have the capital to get him? It may get to that.
Sure.
Fremantle do. They got 3 first-round picks sitting there. It would probably take one of those to get him, I would say. He's a really high commodity.
Yeah. And so they've got Collingwood's pick.
Yes.
Port's pick.
Yes.
And their own pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all those picks will have varying levels of value. I think he'll stay at Richmond. That's my gut feel.
Yeah.
But I think if he does leave, I think Fremantle are well and truly leading the race. They're very keen to get him. And if you're in a premiership window, which they think they're entering, which they should think they're entering, he's exactly the type of player you want.
Yeah.
And for the other side of things, if you're West Coast and if you did somehow manage to get him, he's also the type of player you want at the club. Tough, fair, leader, great personality, and will go in and teach those young guys exactly how to play.
You've got your sources as a journo, Rhino.
And you've got yours.
You've got your sources, Tommy, in your fridge, sriracha, barbecue. I have got my sources.
Here we go.
I text someone that I know and I sort of said, Liam Baker. The boys want to talk about him this morning.
Sure.
Give me something. This is actually what I wrote. I want to be able to give an informed opinion and sound like I know my stuff, if that makes sense. That's what I text.
Okay.
And the reply that I got, because I said, why are we talking about Liam Baker, was, well, it's because he's out of contract.
Yep.
It's because he's bought a second house in WA.
He has, yes.
And he might move back post-footy, but... he's met a bird in Melbourne, so unsure.
Always very hard.
Very hard.
As you know, Danny, you're the local girl that kept the Victorian boy in Perth.
Yep, correct.
So it does happen a lot.
So I don't want to shut down your Liam Baker.
It's not shutting it down. As I said, I do think he's going to end up staying at Richmond. But if he does leave, I would think Fremantle are right at the front of the pack. Now, so round 8, Tommy, is where you want to keep an eye on it, because that's when the first big discussions are going to be had. His management, they'll sit down with Richmond, they'll sit down with Baker, then they'll get an eye on what we're looking at, and then they might have a conversation with the local clubs.
So I've pumped this up as you've got a big story, and all you've said is Liam Baker's going to make a decision about where he plays next year at some point.
You pumped it up, not
Tommy,
him.
I don't talk
you
in drama.
It up.
I don't talk in drama.
Joe Bridie from the Fremantle Football Club joins us after 9. I reckon we just put the question to Joe.
We'll ask Joe. Find out.
We'll ask Joe.
Anyway,
you do it.
We'll see him in purple next year. Nah, 92.9 Triple M.
Jump around. RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
Yeah, welcome to a big second hour of the Weekend Huddle. Ryan, Danny and Tom, if you missed the first hour, Noah Long was on.
How good is Longy? What a nice kid.
A super kid, yeah.
Still waiting for his voice to drop, but he's a nice kid.
He's still going through puberty.
And, of course, we're doing it this morning for our friends at RAC, and they're calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving at 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed and change your outcome.
Did you hear off the back of the news an extra long Bluey episode tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. our time?
Ooh, I'll be in that.
Set your alarm.
28-minute episode all the fatigued parents at the end of school holidays.
That's extra long. Yeah, they're normally about extra. 7 minutes, aren't they?
Yes, so it's about four episodes.
Can't wait.
Set in for that.
Don't say you can't, mate. You are about a year and a half off getting obsessed with Bluey.
You don't know yet. You don't know.
It'll change your life.
UFC 300, nah, put them out, put in Bluey. Hey, if you missed it yesterday on Breakfast with Zave and Michelle, they launched something new. So Zave and Michelle's Kick Over the Swan.
About time we did a Kick Over the Swan River. Yeah. They do it in Melbourne over the...
They do.
The longest kick.
And they did it at the Gather Round as well.
Torp over the Torrens. They do, our friends at Triple M do it in Adelaide. So if you're not sure what it is, basically longest kick, stand... So behind Optus, it's for the Eagles-Essendon game on May the 4th. Before the game, you go out there, you boot a ball, punt it off the jetty.
Yeah.
Whoever kicks it the furthest, 10 grand.
Jeez, that's all right.
Yeah. So we're after 10 contestants, and you can represent a sporting club.
Would you have a crack, Rhino? I would love to have a crack.
Yeah. If I get it right, I can kick it pretty far.
I'm not going to pump myself up. But I, at the Waffle Wonderland last week, did King of the Pack with a few punters on the oval.
Did you?
And I don't have a bad kick on me.
Well, we heard about this.
I might have a crack. I might come down May 4, you reckon, against
Essendon.
You've got to register online.
Yes,
is that
go
correct?
Online and register. Now, it doesn't just have to be footy clubs that are out there, right? So you might have, you know, I've got...
Hockey club.
Sadie. She works behind the canteen in my local netball club.
Mm.
You should see her punt a footy.
Get Sadie down there.
Sadie, the cleaning lady.
Get the sports teacher at your kid's school to come down. Yeah. There's lots of sports teachers.
$5,000 for the kicker and then $5,000 to the club.
Amazing.
Lock it in. TripleM.com.au. Head to the win page. Lock yourself in a spot and
might
we'll
put
give
you in
those
a speedboat, Tommy, on the swan,
away.
Just collecting all the balls.
Speedos.
$1,000 if you mark it.
That'll get people down there for sure. Next up, though, we'll get stuck into the Dockers with Joe Bridie from Fremantle. We'll find out how they're prepping for tonight's big game. And Ryan, will he have the kahunas to ask him about Liam Baker? Next up, it's the Weekend Huddle. Hey, coming up shortly, Beat the Huddle. Nice price today as well.
Is it?
Yeah, not too bad. You can take on Ryan or Danny in that.
Danny, if you want to win.
I've been absolutely awesome the last few weeks.
Not really, though.
Okay, whatever. Well, have another crack.
But right now, though, for Freo fans, the man with the longest title in football, the Executive General Manager of Football for the Fremantle Football Club, and a good man too, Joe Bridie. Morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
G'day, team. Thanks for having me on.
No worries.
Joe, don't worry. We call Tommy the Executive General Manager of nothing. So,
Joe, you're still in Adelaide. You're still there after Gather Round. What's the sort of hangover after Gather Round like, still hanging around there?
Yeah, it's actually been really good, to be honest. Obviously, 10 days will be the total trip and a great opportunity to get together as a group and connect with a young group across the week and throw a quiz night in and just your casual conversations and keep building that rapport with our players and staff. Obviously, unfortunate that we didn't get the chocolates last weekend, but it's been great to review that quickly and move on and look forward to Port Adelaide tonight.
Let's talk about the quiz night. I want to unpack that.
Let's get to that
when
first.
Did it happen? What was the quiz tone and who won? Which table won the quiz?
Or who's just the worst at quiz nights? Because I feel like that's almost...
Yeah. Sorry, it was never in doubt, to be honest. My table won.
Of course. That's why we got you on.
The prize for the table was well worth it. So it was a good night. So
what was the prize?
Yeah, the team enjoyed it. No, we'll keep that to ourselves.
Oh, fantastic. We talked briefly there about last week. Has it finally sort of been able to escape the frustration of what happened? Because I was there. I was watching. You were up. It should have been over. I got a phone call. I came back and you'd somehow lost by 10 points and had to watch it back. It was very frustrating to see from the stands what kind of went down. How did you handle it? How did your club handle it? And have the players moved on from what went down against Carlton?
Yeah, definitely moved on. Move on pretty quickly, to be honest. We have a focus of talk about the concept of ringing the bell on Monday and reflecting and learning as much as we can from the game. And look, you're obviously frustrated and disappointed when you have opportunities to win games of footy, and that's the key takeaway for us, is that we've had our opportunities, didn't come down to the last minute or so of the game. It's across the four quarters and a number of aspects that we could have done better as a group. And the group took that all on board, and it's probably the great thing and the maturity that we're seeing in this group now is their willingness to learn and want to get better and take those focuses into Port Adelaide. So we definitely move on pretty quickly from our review on Monday, and then we focused in on Port after a day off on Tuesday, and away we go.
Mate, Sean Darcy didn't quite get up, but I heard he was very, very close and he should be sweet for next week. Can you just talk us through that decision to not play Sean this week?
Yeah, it's probably a build thing when we look at the 5 weeks that he had off in the end. He trained well on Wednesday. A little bit of awareness here and there from a muscular perspective, nothing structural that's concerning when you try to build up to the high-speed run and obviously the contested nature of being a ruck. So he just did a session then, actually was out there with him, and I think he might have needed someone that could probably cover the ground a bit better than myself. But he was looking really good, working with Joel Corey and Bob and a few others to make sure that he's ready to go for next weekend. So that's the plan at this point in time. He'll make himself available for West Coast.
I've got you a big chance against Port. I know, like, the bookies and stuff maybe don't, but I think you've been superb this year with your defence. Joe, has there been a change from last year, maybe going back to a couple of seasons ago with the way you play the game? Have you gone more defensive, or has that just naturally occurred?
Yeah, it's probably sticking to our guns and what we know and we can do best. I think there are aspects of when you focus too much on your ball movement and opportunities in your forward half that you go away from the contest. And as you said, team defence, Tom, and I think JL's been really big on, they're our one woods and our key focuses as we go into games. And ultimately, once you get those things right, it fuels your ball movement and the looks you get from a forward half point of view. So you're spot on in terms of those two key points and from a contest and those numbers and making sure we prioritise that with our players in terms of preparation for the week and also making sure that our team defence is in sync. And then ultimately we get the chances, and it'll be a high-pressure game tonight. We know the speed of the ball movement that Port Adelaide want to look to get. So I think that's where the game's going to be a key focus for both teams.
Now, Joe, in your answer there, you've made two great mistakes. You've said Tom's name, which pumped his tyres up a little bit. And then you've also said you've hit the nail on the head or something along those lines. And he should have seen his face. He's quite chuffed with himself.
I was going to not say something today, Ryan. If you keep going, it might come out.
Joe, before you go...
The EGM of nothing, to be honest.
Before you go, Liam Baker, obviously a very talented player, Richmond player.
Ask the pressing questions, Rhino.
No, Joe knows these questions
are
coming.
Five, mate, leave him alone.
He knows these questions are coming.
Joe, now, I apologise.
Obviously, let me get it out. He's a Richmond player, but obviously you had interest a couple of years ago. Surely both WA clubs would have interest again. Where do you sit on a guy like Liam Baker?
Yeah, look, it's the same thing you look at across all aspects and talent that you can consider. Obviously, as a club, we're looking at anyone across the competition. Wolsey and Peter Bell will be ongoing discussions about potential players that could come back to our club, but we won't talk on individuals, mate. And I think that he's obviously playing some good footy himself, and that's pleasing for Liam. And we'll kind of come to those discussions at the end of the year on where we focus our time on players that might come to Freo. But it probably be fair for me to contact and discuss any individual specifically anyway.
Good answer, Joe.
Wasn't a no, right, though, was it?
Write that down, yeah. Rhino.
Imagine how many times Rhino's texted Joe over the past week. Just checking in.
Liam Baker.
Joe, good luck to the boys tonight. Look forward to watching. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks Joe.
Good man, Joe Bridey. 5:30 today. You can hear that game live right here on Triple M. They take on Port. Massive chance. They're like 350 or something.
No, it should be an even game. Port are very good at home. They're very, very good at home. But as we saw with Fremantle last week, they played Adelaide Oval very, very well, and they really should have won that game.
All right, so we're going to do Beat the Huddle right now, which is a great time. So 133353 if you'd like to play. And up for grabs, Danny, this is a nice prize.
Well, it is. West Coast and Richmond tickets for tomorrow.
Oh, we got tickets.
Yeah,
tickets.
See your boys win at home.
Thanks to Longy, who sent them through just then.
This is a big game. If you're an Eagles fan and you've been frustrated the last few years, there are some opportunities where you think, hey, we could win today. That will be one of those games. Mm. Tomorrow will be one of those games.
Richmond and West Coast, that was the inaugural game for the club. When yeah, they 1987. So there'll be a lot of old players there. Yeah. There'll be a good vibe around the ground. I'm we'll, no doubt some...
Will Barra be there?
He will be.
Rolling
yes.
out the old jumper, the yes. G-man up and about.
G-man will be there.
Tommy will be there with his permanent marker. Signatures on his retro round ball.
Yeah. Hey, Barra, come over here, mate. 133353 if you'd like to play. Take on Ryan or Danny. Best of five quiz. Nice and easy. Just pick Danny. You'll
say.
Win.
Get you yourself want to go to the footy.
Get stuff.
Eagle Danny.
Get stuffed.
We'll do that next up. And you can still buy tickets if you want to go. Head to the Eagles website, get your memberships. There'll be some floating around there as well. You miss out on these ones, but you can win them right now. 133353. We'll do Beat the Huddle next.
All right, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
Big moment.
All right, a big moment indeed. There's Eagles tickets up for grabs. And all the way down there from Harvey, Tina's called in. Morning, Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Hello, how are you?
Big wheels keep on turning. Proud Mary.
Oh,
she got
Tina,
it.
Turner,
Tina.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well done. Oh, geez, you're on fire this morning, Dan. Tina, you're up and about. I can hear it. A good crystal clear connection. Who do you want to take on this morning to win these tickets?
I'm going to take on Danny.
Yeah. Smart move. Yeah, smart move.
Girl
yeah.
power.
She's used all her talent in that one pun that she had. So
not
it's
girl
all,
power. It's She's not. Actually taking you down.
It's the opposite of girl power. She knows you're going to lose.
Now, did a little birdie by the name of Sammy Trusso, our producer, tell us that it's your birthday today?
It is. I don't like to tell too many people, but I obviously did.
Well, you told me about 50,000.
21 again, Tina. Are you an
Happy
Eagles
birthday.
Fan, a Richmond fan? Who do you go for?
Yes, West Coast Eagles.
Oh, all right. Good on
well,
you, Tina.
Now, we're rooting for you here.
Correct answer. Give her a point.
A normal show would like Tina to win. You know, it's her birthday.
Mm, yeah. Of course.
Yes, but exactly.
We'd like it even more because that means Danny loses.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Yes. All right, Tina. Now, your name is your buzzer. Give us a loud Tina. Let us hear it.
Tina.
Oh, that's good. Strong,
nice
strong
and clear.
Tina.
Sounds a lot hyena.
Oh, we'll start it early.
Oh, she's going to be laughing at you after this. Here we go. Which Zinger. Question one? Question one. These are long questions. Sammy's been up and about this morning. Which young Bulldogs player celebrated their 50th game last round? It says last note. I think that means last round. Let's have a crack.
50th.
I'll give you a hint, Tina. He's a former number one draft pick.
Oh. I'll give you another hint. Hyphen.
Ooh, Tina?
Is it Cody Raymond or someone like Waitman?
Cody Waitman. We can hear you. Has your husband in the car there. It's Cody Waitman. It's not Cody Waitman. It is Jamara.
Ugel-Hagan.
Ugel-Hagan, yes. Now, we'll call that a nil or draw. Okay, next one.
Ugel-Hagan.
The Dockers take on Port Adelaide tonight.
Yes.
Okay. They have a new captain. Who is it?
Danny.
Go.
Alex Pearce.
Port Adelaide have a new captain.
Oh!
Who is it? You can have a crack here, Tina.
Well, and also, Alex Pearce is the new captain.
No, he's
either.
Not new. Go.
Tina, Connor Rosie.
That's right. Bang.
Good.
Can Tina's husband butt out? Like, is there any danger?
He's doing
I know
his
it's
best
her birthday,
work.
But, you know, you can have a little break from her today. Like, it's all right.
No, he's a good man.
Getting double teamed this morning, Dan.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Who has... Not to the be... first time. Who has made history as...
Just sickos.
Who...
That is off.
Who's made history and made the cut at the Masters for the record 24th time in a row?
Oh, Danny.
Go.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, okay. Oh. That's all right.
Oh. So, score check. Tina won.
Yep.
Danny the... No, just one.
First to get to three. Okay. This
Tina
won.
Tina won. Danny won.
Yeah.
All right. The goal kickers. We're focusing on the goal kickers of the AFL here, Tina. Name one of the two players currently leading the Coleman medal.
Tina.
Have a crack, Tina. Who we got?
Googling. Three.
Come on,
two,
Tina.
No, Tina.
One.
Give me a name.
No, too late, mate. Danny.
Is it Jesse Hogan?
Get off your phone, mate. Yes, it is. Did you look that up?
That is a clear...
I did not look that up.
You were looking down at the device
Jesse
there.
Hogan.
There is no way you knew that.
Okay.
Yes.
But no, guys,
Tina's hung up.
Tina's gone.
Tina's cracked
because you cheated.
I did not cheat.
And you know what?
I thought Harry Mackay, No, it's Jesse Hogan.
I don't normally do this.
What?
Because I like the listeners actually losing. I think it's funny. But you clearly cheated.
Yeah.
I did not.
We're going to hand it to Tina. Samuel, call her back. We're going to give her the tickets.
Tina, congratulations.
Happy birthday. Tina's going to the
food. I did not cheat. I don't want Eagles tickets. I'm going to the game.
Yeah, but it's not about the tickets for you. You're just sick of losing. It happens a lot.
Do you know what? Whatever. Happy birthday, Tina. Enjoy your tickets. Enjoy the game.
Oh, look at her get fired up again.
Get her back on the line after the song, please.
Tickets are yours, Tina. We only reward real winners here.
Triple M.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
Hey, beautiful day in Perth today. The rain's gone away after absolutely pissed down yesterday. First rain we've had for April yesterday.
Can I just bring up Rhino's Gather Round experience?
He was very good.
Live from Adelaide on last week's show. Now, Tommy, there was a lot of notable people in Adelaide from the league, of course.
All the big dogs too, I reckon.
Yeah, all the big dogs.
A who's who, might say.
The who's who.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Rhino, but were you in sort of proximity of, you know, how do I say this without inflating your ego, but were you quite close to some notable names like the Goids, Richard Goyder?
Yes, I did have a conversation with Richard
Chairman
Goyder. Yeah, he's the chairman of the AFL. So I'll put you in a position.
Andrew Dillon.
Yes, Andrew Dillon as well.
CEO,
yes,
is he?
Yeah, he's the CEO of the
David
AFL.
David Kosh.
I did see Koshy. What are you getting at?
And did you do a bit of a nod and wink to Koshy, old fellow colleague of the network?
I may have.
And Luke Hodge, AFL royalty.
I did see Hodgy. Yes, and his young family.
Interviewed Hodgy before.
I know Hodgie quite well. Yeah. I'd say we're good mates. Go way back.
So tell us, little old Ryan Daniels makes his way to Mount Barker.
Yeah.
And you rub shoulders with a few elites.
Well,
and,
I mean, that's for you guys to make up whether you decide. They did all stop by and say hello. Didn't have to call them over. But it was a great weekend of footy. It was a fantastic weekend of footy. And it did feel nice to be involved. And, you know, they do have an interest in the West over there. They come, we're a bit of a novelty, and they come over and, oh, what's going on over there? And they do like that.
Yeah, we're so far away. We're so isolated.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a great weekend. Absolutely great weekend.
You had a good weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got some audio.
Any other career highlights on the weekend,
right? Well, what were you talking about?
Any other sort of notable things to put on the resume on the LinkedIn page?
I called the footy. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. So Ryan did call the footy on the weekend. And
yes,
I thought he did a really good job.
Thank you, Tom.
Ryan last year made his debut here in Perth.
You were whinging. You were going, oh, God, West Coast game.
Yeah, that would be awful.
What? No,
we're
I didn't.
We're going to call this game. Oh, and then all of a sudden, it actually was a cracker.
He's over there. So he's over there calling, and Ryan's calling his first interstate game.
Yes.
You know?
So, yeah, okay. So that's what you're getting at. Yes. First game away from Perth.
Of course.
So 10 games last year at Optus.
Yes, took
this
them,
one was in Mount Barker.
Took them from
I
me.
Liked that update on your LinkedIn profile.
So he's over there representing the huddle, the Perth call team.
Yes, yes.
Right. And when he left,
what have you got here?
When he left, he was like, oh, bloody West Coast again. Like, I'm going to have to call this useless game. They're going to get pumped.
I did not say that.
Now, the biggest moment.
90 points, Tommy.
I did not say that.
The biggest moment in West Coast the last 3 years happened in the first quarter, right? Of course, Harley Reid.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
man.
Got a goal, yes.
The moment. And so our man.
Lucky enough to call it.
Was on the mic.
And I haven't even heard this.
Reasonable job.
Did I?
McGovern sends it long, looking for somebody, but there's no one there for West Coast. Edwards picks up the scraps. That's Luke Edwards. He's got Harley Reid. He turns. Can this be the first goal for Harley? Runs it all the way. Harley Reid with his first in the AFL. And about 25 Eagles jump all over him. West Coast getting it first. Fittingly, it's the number one draft pick.
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
Informative.
Not too.
How many Eagles?
Rides. What, Harley rides
on,
it all
sorry,
the way.
25.
How many Eagles jumped on him?
Well, that was the joke, you know. They're coming out of the stands to jump on him.
Apparently, Luke jumped on him.
Luke jumped on him. They were all over there.
So he's up and about, Ryan.
Yeah, that was good.
You sound very smooth, very articulate.
Yeah,
I like it.
I haven't heard myself.
And you didn't go overs. You weren't trying to.
It wasn't like
get the
boy,
moment.
Oh boy, wowee. There wasn't no me.
Tommy, you know this. Like when you're doing it, though, you just like. Anything can happen at any moment,
yeah.
And you just don't want to stuff it because you just like Harley Reid's only going to kick his first goal once.
Mm.
Yeah,
And going
and
into
you
the
don't
day,
want to go viral for it.
Well, you don't. You don't want to be for the wrong reasons.
Well,
so the,
any publicity, good publicity.
Well, apparently, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ryan's doing a great job. Mm. Now, Danny, one of the important things you have to do in calling is you reset.
Oh, here we go.
So at the start of each quarter, you're like, you know, coming up third quarter, here's the call team.
Okay.
Looking forward to a big final quarter.
What have I done here?
He's new to radio. How old, 18 months?
Yeah, newish. Yeah.
So just have a listen here, right? And this is the start of the fourth. So everyone's listening in, right? Start of the last quarter. Can West Coast win? You know, all eyes and ears are listening in. And Ryan's been given the job. Jack Heverin said, you know what, Ryan?
You take it.
You start the fourth quarter.
Good fella, Jack.
I'm backing you in to lead us off for the fourth quarter.
Directing, get it on the boot, get it forward. That's pretty much how I think this last quarter will play out. If they're going to run and gun, it'll be this quarter. What they did in the second term would set them up beautifully.
There's
the siren. Overlap handball, get it forward, make the most of this breeze.
The third quarter about to get underway. We'll get down to Richard Champion in just a moment.
Oh, is it the fourth?
Jack Heverin will take you through the start of the third quarter.
It was the fourth quarter?
The fourth quarter.
Oh, no. The double down,
too. Do you know what? If that's the only thing.
Yeah. I must have really thought it was the third quarter.
If that's the only thing you stuffed up in the call, I think you did a great job.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Seamless. Only Tommy would have picked that up.
Well, what I like about it is the team just let you go.
They did. No one interrupted.
Good supportive team.
Do you know over here,
you would have killed me for
if that. Was Xavier, he would have been, Ryan,
he'd still be talking
about
it.
Do you know, for shits and gigs, boss Tim, put me on the call team. Let me do a game. Just for fun. Oh, just let me have a
Things
crack.
Aren't that bad.
Yeah, he once stayed at my house. And
oh, man.
92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M. What are we? The Weekend Huddle. That's right.
Ryan, welcome to the show,
Ryan,
Tommy.
Ryan, Danny and Tom. Big show today. If you missed it, Noah Long, Joe Bridie answers the big question about Liam Baker. Mm. You can check both those out on the podcast
this
pretty
rumour that
soon.
Rhino's hyped
Tommy's
up.
Tommy's very excited about this Liam Baker. So I cannot be more undramatic. Is that a word? Less dramatic about it.
Well, I thought if I pump this up and nothing happens, next time he might actually
bring
something.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway, big game tonight. Fremantle taking on Port Adelaide. Now, I actually think that A, Fremantle are a massive chance, and B, the kind of market or what people are saying is way too far apart. So Fremantle's defence is arguably the best, if not
I think it is the best.
In the competition.
Yeah.
So I think they match up really well against Port, who, of course, Finlayson's not playing. Mm-hmm. They have Charlie Dixon. They have Rioli. Mm-hmm. I think Port might struggle to kick more than, say, 12 to 13 goals, which brings Fremantle right into the conversation of winning tonight.
Yeah, and I brought this up yesterday on Breakfast, but the Jai Amos stuff from last week, there was a couple of moments, particularly late in that game, where he was getting manhandled by Carlton defenders. I know for a fact Fremantle forwarded this to the umpire and partner just to say, some clarification, is this a free kick? They know it's a free kick, but it's just to highlight it and say, can you make sure you're paying them all day? You know, make sure you're looking after it. So I'm interested to see how Jai Amos goes tonight. Will he get manhandled again? Who knows? But look, I think they're going to be right in it. Port are very, very good at home. Very, very good at home. So I would say Port Adelaide are absolutely deserving to be favourites. But Freo can absolutely win that game.
Both teams go into the game with a little bit of a hangover from their last games as well. Controversial things out of both games, you know?
Well, that's a good point.
The heat
week. That's a good point. Yeah. The two most talked about things in the footy world last week, particularly early in the week, was the finish to the Fremantle-Carlton game, which, of course, ended in the dissent and all of that drama that came with it. And then you mentioned Jeremy Finlayson, who homophobic comments cost him three games.
Yeah.
So, but you're right, Danny. Actually, look at you. Yeah. Have a look at you.
Well, can we talk about the comments and whether we think the suspension, like, what's Clarko?
Yeah, Clarko.
Made those comments earlier in the year.
Yeah, different comments, but in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah, and never was told to, you can't coach.
Two-game suspended sentence. Yeah. So if he does it again, he would get two games.
So what do we think about that?
Well, we can't obviously mention what the words are, but all the talk is that the perception is that one word is stronger than the other word, which is why the penalty was 3 weeks compared to a suspended two.
Okay. No. What's happened here is, Tommy, you're right, but what's happened here is that Clarko is Clarko, and Clarko is one of those people who's so powerful and so influential in the AFL system and revered that he's done it, and he's kind of gotten away with it. he's kind of gotten away with it.
They should have suspended him, shouldn't they?
Correct. He should have been suspended for a couple of games as a minimum. Yeah. But now you're doing it with Finlayson. Look, maybe this is the correction that they should have made. And from now on, this is the standard.
Now he's been made an example out of.
But I can tell you, it doesn't level up. Whether, you know, one slur is slightly worse than the other, rubbish.
Not buying it?
Yeah. Rubbish. Like, that's it. What it is.
It's a blanket rule across the...
Yeah, it's one guy who's easier to suspend than the other. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yep.
That's all it is to me.
The midfield battle tonight is going to be sensational. Arguably the two most exciting midfield groups in that 23-24-year-old age bracket. So you have Sarong, Brayshaw, Young up against Rosie, Butters and Horn Francis.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that. That'll be pivotal to the clash.
You're right. That is, in terms of like just from a pure footy watching perspective, I can't wait for that tonight. Mm. Just to see that.
Old Bulls, Nat Fife and Ollie Wines in there as
well. Yeah, that's true. The old boys and then Soldo and Jackson.
It feels weird that we call Ollie Wines an old boy because I feel like just yesterday he was a pup, you know?
Yeah, we're all getting old, Danny.
Yeah, I know.
We're all getting old.
That's 5:30 tonight on Triple M.
Now, the cucumbers on my eyes.
Tomorrow afternoon, from about 2-ish, you'll hear West Coast take on Richmond. And all the talk is, this is West Coast's best chance to win a game for the season.
But it is.
Of course
it is. If you look at the teams they've played, the Giants, who are top of the ladder, Port Adelaide, who are flying. They played the Bulldogs, who love on their home deck to beat up on teams that, you know, are developing. And then they played Sydney, who are one of the premiership favourites as well. So they had a really tough draw for a team that finished dead last year. This is the first time they've come up against a team who are also in that bottom four. And I also think Richmond are entering a development phase. This is their best chance to win a game. Doesn't mean they will. Richmond are still the favourites.
Tim Taranto out is a massive out for Richmond.
It's a big out. Yeah. It's a really big out. And they're already missing a couple of other really important players too. So it's gettable. If they play like they played against Sydney, they'll win.
Their work, their clearance work, their inside 50's been really good. Your man Luke's been doing some good work inside at stoppages, getting them going.
Yeah, look
I'm going to play this grab. So we mentioned the Harley Reid goal.
Yeah.
This is Harley during the week talking about when he grabbed the jumper.
Talking to me. Yeah, thank you, Tommy.
I think it was Anna.
No, I did the interview. Thank you.
Here's Harley chatting.
Just to show that I'm just not here individually. I'm here to play for the team. I'm here to play for the group, and I'm here to play for the club because it's such a great history behind the club and such a great club, and it's done so much to me. Yeah, I'm just the grab of it was just to show that I'm staying around to hopefully bring this club back to where it should be.
That was him at his getting a free bed from Tempa there. Just like Danny's got a free bed from Tempa, but it's big.
It
words,
was good to see
strong words,
and so the instant reaction, Eagles fans love that. I think after round 6, he can sign one more year.
Yeah, I did ask him about that, and I know people are interested. I think the way it's set up now, it doesn't make sense for players to do that.
You can wait because you've got.
You can wait. So
he's
it used
got
to be
3 years.
Yeah, I reckon if you had those 2 year things, you might have had another 2 years on top. There's no reason for him to sign now. So the urgency that's going to come around that, don't read into it.
All right, the Harley and Dusty show tomorrow. Old Bull, Young.
Pup.
Yeah.
Go roll with Pup today.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear that game live on Triple M tomorrow. Shay Bolton's in town.
Yep.
Make sure you check him out. He's a sensational player. And in the paper today, Ryan had his top 20 most watchable players.
Yeah, bankable, watchable. The ones we put on posters, the ones that kids are screaming out when they're taking hangers. And Shay is definitely on that list.
Look forward to seeing where Ryan Marrick is on that list.
It's not your list.
He's on your list under your bed, in your bedside table.
92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend title for your Saturday morning. Not too far away from going to the Saturday rub. The boys have been up and about. They are back from gather round and ready to go. And then a feast of footy on today. Of course, tonight it all finishes up with the Dockers taking on Port Adelaide from 5:30 a.m. Perth time.
GWS and Saints.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. It's in Canberra, I think. Giants play well in Canberra, but Saints are one of those teams that I just can't get a complete read on.
Ross, the boss.
They're well coached. You know, they will strangle the orange tsunami.
Yeah, it'll be a low-scoring game.
It will be. In Canberra, it'll be cold, it'll be miserable, but it'll be good for you. I can't wait.
Explain why Xavier Ellis's kids are Greater Western Sydney fans.
Oh, who knows? Can you explain anything with Zoe?
Yeah, the song's great. one of his kids plays for GWS, Tom Green.
Tom Green. Speaking of kids, if you'd like to treat them these school holidays, I've got a spare pass lying around to go see The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in cinemas April 24, so maybe not the school holidays in a couple of days' time. A double to see that. If you want to win that, 133353, call right now. We'll give you a pass to go see
that. You're just giving them away.
Just give it away. Nice and easy.
Geez, you're call very through. Generous this morning,
call
Tommy.
Call number 9, not 7.
Okay.
That's been the Weekend Huddle. Have a great day.
See ya.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side to carry on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.